Simon Shin Samach Hey, Seif Hey. The Mechaber says, even though it's mutter, to mishtamish tachas a kaira, that the kaira in the front of the movi, the place directly under the kaira, you're allowed to carry there. Still, the Mechaber says that a person should not sit the kvias in the front of the movi, under that kaira, holding something and doing tilto and carrying over there, because it's very likely that the item they're holding will roll out of the movi into Sarabim, and then he's going to end up grabbing and bringing it back in, because it's not so obvious where the shiochet ends and where the Sarabim starts, somebody's sitting down there. As opposed to with the entranceway to a chatzar, then the Mechaber says mutter, where the chatzar is open to a shrabim or to a carmelis. The entrance of a chatzar is more of a hecker, the tikkun chatzar is more of a hecker, and it'll be more obvious where the cutoff point is. Therefore, we're not afraid he's going to be carrying from the shrabim or carmelis into the chatzar. And the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Mechaber is being machmer for someone who's sitting under a kaira, the same will apply for somebody who's sitting next to a lechi, either a lechi or a kaira. As opposed to Tzurse Pesach, that we can understand is more of a hecker, it's more obvious where the cutoff point is, and there's a Tzurse Pesach in the front of the movie, one could carry from around that place under the Tzurse Pesach. We don't have to be afraid they're going to be carrying from the Shram or Karmelis into the movie, because Tzurse Pesach is more obvious. He says, unless you have a Tzurse Pesach, it's very tall, like he said in his days, maybe in our days also, it's a direct to have, then it's not so obvious. The Mishnah Berurah also says that it doesn't make a difference if it's open to a Shram or to a Karmelis, even though a Karmelis is not a Shash Drabonon. It's very common someone to make a mistake over here, to forget, end up carrying, and therefore, Ramach, Merva Tachs, Akira, or it's a lechi, even if you're only open to a karmelis, not to a shrab. But in Sivav, the Mechaber says that those ladies tended to be who sat by the entrance of the Movi, and they held things in their hands, their jugs, and they were carrying over there. You should not be meich, you should not protest against them, even though we just said in the previous Sif that that's a problem, because they end up carrying from shrab or karmelis into the Movi. He says, since we're dealing with Rabbon over here, this is a Tekon Rabbonon, that one should not carry by the entrance to the Mavi Bekvias, because they end up carrying from Mishrab into the Mavi. And by the Rabbanah Mutav, she shegles v'loy mezidus. The Mishnah explains, even be the Raisa, if it's something that's not Mufurish in the Torah, the halacha is that if we know for sure they're not going to listen to us, we shouldn't say anything to them. So, Kavachem, you hear that's a Tekan Rabbanon, since we know for sure they're not going to listen, it's not worth saying anything to them, rather if she's shegging and not mezidin. This halacha is discussed more by Richos, Hilosem Kippurim, and Simatavarish Ches, of people who are anyone not going to listen, they generally should not tell them anything unless it's something that's Mufurish in the Torah. In Sif Zayin, the Mechaber discussed some of it, the Kaira or the Lechi came down in the middle of Shabbos, even though it was Mutter, the beginning of Shabbos, to carry in the Mavi. From now on, now the Mavi lost its ticket of Lechi or Kaira, it could be also to carry there. Again, it does not make a difference here whether it's open to Shabbos or it's open to a Karmelis. Either way, it's going to be also. We don't say that Shabbos, since Hutter Mitzasa, Hutter Kula, once you lost your ticket, then it's also to carry there. Same thing nowadays, it's Tzurse Pesach, we lost it to Tzurse Pesach, but the same thing. And all the halachas, of is a tilta will apply since there's no proper machitz over here, whether in the Malvi or from the house to the Malvi, all the lachas will all be awesome. The Mechaber says that some Rishonim say this only by a city that's not Mukav Chayma. What he means is, Mishnah explains, a city where you're relying on the lechi, the kara, to create machitz for the Malvi to carry. As opposed to a city that's Mekabas Chayma has a wall around it, so why are you putting a tikkun in the front of the Malvi to separate from the Goyim? That's a Ge'er of Chatzir's problem, that we don't have Schir's Ashus from the Goyim, and therefore we have to separate our Malvi from theirs in order not to have the Eir of Chatzir's issue. In Hilkos Eir of Chatzir's, and Shtub Mavoyz, the halach is that Shabbos Hoyle Hutra Hutra. And therefore, since the Alam Machitz of the city are still kaim, still standing, and just the Erev Chatzir's problem now, the Goyim are answering on us, to separate us from the Goyim, we don't have proper separation. As long as we have the right separation, beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter to carry the rest of Shabbos. And that's why Shtub brings in the Taz, only a case where the Alam Machitz around the city, the Chaim of the city, works as a heter for Tilta on Shabbos, because Yashua and Sevufka, Ukfa, they first lived in the city and they built the Machitz around afterwards. But they first built the Machitz around the city and built the houses after, moved in afterwards, then it's not considered a good Machitz for the city, it's like a Karmelis Rabbanon. Then we're relying on the Tikkun Mavi for the Etzem Heter Tilto, so then this heter of Shabbos, Hoel Votra Hutra, is not going to apply. The Ramah says that now they have this heter of Shabbos, Hoel Votra Hutra, is only if it's Oimit to stand the whole Shabbos, the Tikkun, the Machitzes. But if it's Oimit Lisasser, Erev Shabbos, and before Shabbos, you knew that's liable to get knocked down Shabbos. Shabbos says, for example, you have Goyim, that it's almost for sure they're going to break it, they're going to mess things up for us on Shabbos. So then, once the tikkun is down, you no longer could carry. However, the Mal says, it's a suffix if it got knocked down Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. So then we go to Kula, we say it was there, beginning of Shabbos. We go by the Chazalkim, Shabbos explains, we can say it was broken first on Shabbos, the tikkun of the Mavli. And then you can have Shabbos, however, Hutra Hutra, since we're talking about sin, that's Mukav Chayma, and the tikkun is only there to separate from the Goyim, to avoid having Erev Chatzer is the problems. It's of Ches, the Mechaber says, that Mavid had proper Shtuf Mavoyz, and the Kaira in the front of the Mavid got broken down. So, discussing a case where it got broken down before Shabbos, Shmuel explains, not on Shabbos, because if it broke down on Shabbos, and the following problem not exist, but it got broken down before Shabbos. So now, you have Erev Chatzer, Shtuf Mavoyz problem. You lost your Shtuf Mavoyz, since the Kaira in the front of the Mavoi was not there when Shabbos started. So that Chatzar or the Erev / Shtuf Mavoi is located in the Pas or whatever you have, the Matzah, whatever it is located in. So they could still carry because they could use it as an Erev Chatzeris. They have Pas, that's a good Erev Chatzeris. Any Chatzar that's open to it also could, Binana could work off this Erev Chatzeris. As opposed to the Mavoi itself, or any Chatzar that's not open to that Chatzar, they cannot rely on this Erev Chatzeris because they got cut off from before Shabbos. And therefore, they do not have chatzeres. Only chatzeres that are open to this chatzer, but the other chatzeres cannot. Now, Shabbos speaks out if the Kara fell down Shabbos. Now you don't have Shtu Mavoyis problems, and then as long as you have a problem of chitzis around the city, whatever it is, it's just the problem of Shtu Mavoyis. So then you don't have to worry Shabbos over the Hutra, and you can carry on Shabbos.